The problem was not about taking some time. The problem was not communicating that I needed some time. The result of this was my wife waiting for me or on me to talk about the concern, and I will not bring it up. It also resulted in silence in the home. And not until my wife comes to me to say the four words men don't like to hear. You know the words. We need to talk. Welcome to the Happy African Marriage Podcast, a show where we empower, equip, and encourage you to build a stronger marriage in these modern times, even if you're raising a family.
We are Dr. Eben and David, a Christian couple, happily married life partners, parents of three, and marriage partnership coaches. If you're ready to build an enriching marriage partnership for a peaceful, thriving, and unified home,
and a lasting legacy of impact for future generations, this podcast was made for you. So, stay tuned, be prepared to be empowered and inspired to build the happy African marriage you truly desire. Abeg, make we talk the matter. Do you have some questions relating to marriage that you've been hesitant to ask? Then you're welcome to join our free private online community and ask away freely.
Yes, we're talking about the Happy Married Family Tribe, launching soon in November. It is a community that supports your growth as married individuals and couples.
The Happy Married Family Tribe is a supportive community that provides a safe space for like-minded parents and intended parents to connect, collaborate, and cheer each other as they continue to grow in their marriages while navigating 21st century parenthood.
Whether you're newly married in your first year of marriage with a desire to set your marriage on the right foot before the journey of parenthood begins, or whether you've been married for a few years or you've been married for over a decade like us, you're welcome to join our community. Come hang out with other like-minded, courageous individuals, intentional about building stronger marriages while raising a family, especially in the diaspora. And let's have some fun too.
Yeah. As a member of the Happy Married Family Tribe, you will gain access to a link to connect and hang out with us live. We will be hosting a live Q&A session once a month via Zoom.
To join the Happy Married Family Tribe, a WhatsApp group link will be provided in the episode show notes. Please note that this WhatsApp group is for community notifications only. We won't be spamming your WhatsApp inbox. We will send you a link to our podcast weekly episodes and the monthly Zoom hangout.
Join the Happy Married Family Tribe for connection, collaboration, and cheers. See you there. Shalom. Hi friend, you're welcome to another inspiring episode on the show. Last week we continued our five-part series on the reasons why you may be struggling to take the next steps in building the stronger marriage you desire. And today is the last part in the series. Isn't that wonderful? Before we go on to today's reason and how to overcome it, let's remind ourselves of the four reasons we have looked at so far. Reason one, you are consuming information but not taking action. Reason two, you are getting marriage advice from different sources that demotivates you. Reason three, you don't know the kind of marriage you want. And reason four, which is you think you need to have a lot of time to start. If you often find yourself saying that you have always desired to build a strong and connected marriage, but you can't find the time or energy to invest in your marriage, check out the previous episode, episode 25. We had an interesting discussion. So today, we will be talking about reason number five. And that is,
you are waiting for your partner or spouse to make the first move. During the earlier years in marriage, when my husband wanted to bring to my awareness that there was a better way to communicate or express my concerns during conflicts, he did not do so by waiting on me or being manipulative. Rather, he made the courageous move through his actions. He showed me by leading self and taking responsibility for his actions during conflicts. It was consistent over time. I could see his behavior and how he handled conflicts on more than one occasion. So, when he gave me the advice, pause and process your thoughts before speaking when you are angry, he showed me the steps it takes to do what he is recommending to me live.
Now, there is a flip side to this. In one of our episodes, I had talked about how I would ask for some time to process things, especially when we have a conflict. In the beginning, it was not so. The problem was not about taking some time. The problem was not communicating that I needed some time. The result of this was my wife waiting for me or on me to talk about the concern, and I will not bring it up. It also resulted in silence in the home. And not until my wife comes to me to say the four words men don't like to hear. You know the words. We need to talk. That we get to address the issue. But you know, the other problem with this is the conflict then escalates because my wife will approach it from blaming me and I blaming her. You know, all my wife needed was for me to communicate what I was doing. So I changed my strategy. I asked for some time and then get back to her in a timely manner with love and respect without pointing fingers. So check yourself, become more self-aware, do better, be better.
Reflecting on what we've just said, here is what I would say. We both contributed one way or the other, either through our actions or inactions, but we each took individual responsibility for our actions during conflicts. Well, now we laugh about our earlier experiences in marriage. Let me not start another talk here. I think most people that get married really want strong and happy marriages. But the question is, who is willing to make the courageous move? Take that bold and respectful step to take responsibility for their actions despite their spouse's behavior. Blaming your partner for all what is happening in your marriage will not move the needle. Sometimes this actually backfires and could result in your spouse getting defensive. Rather, choosing to act and lead self could result in inspiring your spouse and leading your marriage to success.
Now, are you going to be that courageous spouse? What action are you going to take right now? Yes, it may be a humbling experience. Trust me, it could really be a humbling experience. We're not going to say it's going to be easy, but here's one tip for you. Don't focus on immediate gratification. Focus on pleasing God.
True.
Taking individual responsibility for your actions in your marriage. In one of our episodes, episode 2, this was part 1 of the Marriage Formula series, we talked about reverence for Christ as one part of the 3-part marriage formula for a strong and happy marriage.
In fact, if you can listen to the whole series and the next episode following them, that will be good. So a total of 4 episodes, episodes 2, 3, 4, and 5. We pray all these episodes inspire you on your marital journey. They are all under 30 minutes long. After being married for over a decade, here is one thing we believe. Building a strong marriage requires courage. The question is, are you ready to partner with God and make that courageous move in your marriage? If your answer is yes, we want you to know that we are rooting for you.
Yes, we are truly rooting for you. So to wrap up this series, During one of our trainings as marriage coaches to become certified CIMBIS facilitators, Dr. Les said, and I quote, "Marriage was never designed to make an individual happy. An individual needs to work on making their marriage happy," end of quote. You know, right there, I realized that we had been doing this, even in our marriage, working on making our marriage happy and not waiting for marriage as a ticket to happiness. We had to be intentional in our marriage, taking individual responsibility for our actions in our marriage, serving each other, making courageous moves without waiting for our spouse to be on board before we take steps forward, inspiring each other through self-leadership. Building a strong marriage involves actively investing in our marriages, not passively. And the best time to start is now. Not tomorrow, not next year, not New Year resolution, not when your children are all grown up, not when you have achieved a certain level of growth in your career. Now is the best time to start taking the next steps towards building the stronger marriage you truly desire. So we encourage you to take that next step forward.
Yes, friend. We know that building a stronger marriage while raising a family may not be easy, but we believe that it is possible. We believe you don't have to wait until the children grow up to become more independent. We believe intentionality with the limited amount of time you have will go a long way than waiting to have a lot of time, in the process, risk growing apart. We want you to know that we are here to support you along the way. If you would love to hang out and connect with other like-minded individuals intentional about building stronger marriages while raising a family, we are pleased to welcome you to the official launch of our new community. The Happy Married Family Tribe. This Saturday, November 12th at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, EST. This is a supportive community for like-minded parents and intending parents that want to age well, or AGE well. A, achieve a deeper level of connection and intimacy in marriage. G, give their children the gift of a great marriage. E, experience a significant boost in their quality of life. To receive the Zoom link for our official launch, please join the WhatsApp group by following the instructions on the episode show notes. Come hang out live with us from different parts of the world. Can you believe the day is already around the corner? Mm-hmm. We are pleased to announce that we have come to the end of the 5-part episode series. Mm. And we just want to thank you for taking our time to listen to this podcast. Thanks. We appreciate you for joining us today and on other days.
Till next week, God bless you. And yours. Shalom.
If you like Dad and Mom show,
please don't forget to leave them a review
to spread the love.
Hi friend, if this podcast has inspired you or you found value in today's episode, one of the best ways to thank us is to leave a written review in our Apple podcast. We'd love to hear from you.
Also, please feel free to share this episode on your social media channels.
And together, let's join the Happy African Married Movement as we work together to break the cycle of managing or enduring marriages for our children and the next generations after them. Remember, the state of our marriages today can impact our future generations. Shalom.